This is Community Roundtable, a production of .com Plus, 105.5 FM WNSP, 92.1 WZEW, 96.5 The Crab, and 92.5 The Soul. Here's Kelly Finley.
Happy Sunday and welcome to this edition of the Community Roundtable. I am so excited to introduce you to my next guest. She is so dynamic, known her a couple of years, but what she does in the community and the resources that she makes available for you to do in the community is a true blessing for all. As I do each Sunday, I have my guests introduce themselves and tell you which company they're with, and then we get right to the conversation. Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly. That was such a sweet introduction. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm Joni Hindy, and I'm the Marketing and Public Relations Director for the Dumas Wesley Community Center. I've been with Dumas Wesley going on 13 years now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I love talking to the community and just sharing our programs and services and what we've been offering for 117 years, Kelly.
That is so surprising to even hear you say that. Are you surprised? Are people surprised when you say that to them?
Yes. I mean, you rarely find, especially a nonprofit that's been serving the community for so long. And we've been in Creighton for 117 years, although not on Mobile Street where we're currently located. We were originally on Mill Street. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in the same, we've been serving the Creighton community and the Mobile community for that long.
When you talk about serving the community, let's go deeper into the makeup of the mm-hmm. community in which you're serving as far as men, women. Are they older? Are they younger? Walk me through that.
Well, we serve a lot of families that live in Creighton. And of course, Creighton it's a very hardworking community, but it's a low-income community as well. The average income for a household is $20,000 or less. So we see a lot of families and individuals who need a hand up, and that's what we believe in, is a hand up of services versus a hand out. You know, our programs provide services for the young all the way to the old. And, you know, it's just a great makeup of a wonderful team who not only believes in the mission, but also believes in the work that we do. And also, you know, just wanting to you know, make a better world and a better community for everyone.
Let's talk pre-pandemic mm-hmm. as to some of the events that you're known for and what you were able to do in person. And then after that, we're going to talk post-pandemic
okay.
and how you're still managing to support the community.
Yeah. Well, originally in 1903, we were the United Methodist Women saw a need for childcare for the families working in the cotton mills in Creighton. And so that's how Dumas Wesley started. We were a childcare center. And throughout the years, we still had a child care center up until the late 2000s. And, you know, unfortunately, that part closed, but we still were able to hang on to a variety of programs and services. So one of them is our after-school achievement program that has been in existence since the early 70s. And this is a wonderful program, Kelly, because it is free. And as a mother myself of three kids, and you have children,
yes,
you know how
three.
Expensive childcare is.
It's like going to college.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And so parents they're wanting a place for their kids to go to that's affordable.
And safe.
And safe. And how affordable can you get than free? And it's a great, safe environment at Dumas Wesley. What we do is we have actually reached out to the Mobile County Public Schools, and they put our information out so that parents know that Dumas Wesley is here for your kids. Mm-hmm. Monday through Friday from the hours of 3 to 6, we provide free tutoring. We partner with Feeding the Gulf Coast, and they provide a hot meal for the kids so they get supper while they're at Dumas Wesley. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a fun place to be. We do arts and crafts. We have activities. But also it's a learning environment, too. So we bring in community partners to come and teach the kids about, you know, why it's important to go to school, why it's important to, you know, maybe go to college or have a trade.
So what you're saying is they're not just sitting there playing video games.
Right.
I mean, there could be that opportunity, mm-hmm. but they're learning,
they're
engaging, and they're staying on top of their schoolwork. There's
yes.
an adult there that's teaching them. When you say that the schools are alerted to your services, how does the child get from the school to Dumas Wesley?
Well, unfortunately, we do not offer transportation. So all of our parents, they either bring their kids, or if they live in the neighborhood, there's three buses that let off right in front of Dumas Wesley,
okay,
between 2:30 all the way up until 2 or 3 o'clock. And so the children get right off the bus, they come inside, we kind of regroup and get ready for tutoring. Tutoring is really important in our program because we have a lot of parents that depend on Dumas Wesley and our volunteers to make sure that they are getting their homework done. A lot of parents, especially children that are living with their grandparents, they're having a hard time tutoring their children and mm-hmm. kind of learning this new way, like Common Core and
that's
such.
That's hard.
Oh, it's very hard.
I'm so thankful I'm not back in school.
Yeah.
Because I'd be...
Exactly.
Have some issues.
Exactly.
These kids have so much on their plate. They really, mm-hmm. not just from an educational standpoint, but from real life
yes.
situations. And so knowing that they have a place, it's a fun place. They see some of their friends, their neighbors, mm-hmm. they're learning, and they're eating.
Yeah. Yep. We found that a lot of our participants were going home hungry. Of course, we're open until 6 o'clock, and that's kind of in the time when, their families are eating dinner. And, so... We want to provide that safe environment and a place, just for the kids to feel welcome and feel, like themselves. Mm-hmm. And one important part of our program also are our volunteers. And 90% of our volunteers in the after-school program are college students. And I try to recruit a lot of college students because they're more relatable to the kids versus an older adult, mm-hmm. Someone that the child might see like, oh, well, okay. But they can relate more to and look up to a college student.
Right, because an older adult can say the exact same thing that a college student says, mm-hmm. but the child hears the college student
differently.
Even more so.
Yes, exactly.
They're more relatable.
Yeah, exactly. And, our college students are great. We partner with University of South Alabama, Spring Hill College through the Foley Center. We have a few from University of Mobile. Also, UMS Wright. They have...
That's right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. And they have high school students that come and walk up and sign up to, mm-hmm. Participate. And that's great, too, because they're right on the same level as the kids that are coming to our program.
Right, right.
And it just gives also an opportunity for the kids to see that a lot of our college students... they grew up the same way. They grew up in the same environment, and mm-hmm. we always teach the kids that they're not a product of their environment. They can have the same dreams and aspirations of any other child, and the college students do a great job of making the kids know that they can make their dreams come true.
And again, if you're just tuning in, good morning to you. You're listening to Joni Hendy. She's a marketing and public relations director for the Dumas Wesley Community Center. We're talking about the vast and beautiful services that are being offered for free for these children. For the children that are able to attend, Joni, how do they qualify to be a part of that portion of the program?
So all they would need to do is come to Dumas Wesley and sign their child up. There's just a basic registration form as well as a $25 fee, which they can get that back, Kelly, if the kids do not have any disciplinary actions during the year.
Oh, another reason to act right.
Yeah, definitely. Because we want to put some ownership in with
that's
the kids,
right.
too.
That's good.
So,
that's good. And,
yeah.
And again, we're talking about pre-pandemic.
This okay. is pre-pandemic, yes.
Pre-pandemic, so that you understand. So once our world is back to some sense of normalcy, you understand the resources that are there for you and your children. Mm-hmm. What's the age range for the children?
It's just school age. So it can be from kindergarten all the way through high school. As long as they're in school, we'll accept you.
So that's the kid portion of the services, the mini services that mm-hmm. you offer. How about what's next that you offer for the next age group, if you will?
Well, so the next age group, there are some programs. We have community partners that provide services for the community as a whole. Mm-hmm. And so they come to Dumas Wesley. We offer them a space. We have our newest community partner, which is City Hope Church, their Midtown campus.
Let me just say that's my church.
we love City Hope Church. They have just mm-hmm. been such a blessing to Dumas Wesley and the community. And not only to the community, but to our participants as well. Just a quick note on what City Hope has done for Dumas Wesley as a whole. Our transitional housing program, which we'll talk about later for families experiencing homelessness, they adopted and surprised a mother with a brand new car, childcare for a year. And that in itself was just not only awakening of just, you know, humanity, but also it gave the mother such a great sense of my community is standing behind me. That's right. And I can do this.
That's right. I remember watching that in church, mm-hmm. and people crying because you could relate to this mother who worked so hard to raise her own.
Yes.
Who was proud, but not in the prideful way, mm-hmm. that it would get in the way of her blessing. Mm-hmm. But she worked hard and she was a good person, and this church saw something in her, a light in her, mm-hmm. and to see her get the vehicle. I mean, that's yeah. waterproof mascara type of
it was
situation. It was beautiful to yeah. see, and to know that originated from a partnership, because the partnerships are so important, because not one organization can do it by themselves.
Right. It really takes a community. Mm-hmm. It does. Mm-hmm. And we've seen kids from our after school program walk from their home to attend City Hope Church. They did not have a home on Sunday mornings, and now they do. And I thought that was so neat that, you know, City Hope Church welcomed the Crichton community. Mm-hmm. You know, Jordy, the former pastor, he went and walked the community and introduced themselves, as, you know, when you came in to do Miss Wesley. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
you had that 5K.
It brought
so much awareness. Even if the resources weren't being matched or given back to, it allowed so many people to say, what does this do, Miss Wesley? It started that conversation.
Right.
As to something that's been there for more than 100 years,
right.
that's giving back to so
right.
many.
Right. And we so appreciated being the, you know, receiving that donation from the proceeds of your Race for Hope.
Right.
So it's just wonderful. And we have other wonderful community partners as well. We mm-hmm. have the Joseph Project Food Pantry that is run by Ashland Place United Methodist Church.
Love them too.
Yes. And every Thursday, this is pre-pandemic, they would offer a food pantry for up to 100 participants, which normally they would go over because the need is just that much.
It is.
And, you know, they supplied over 4,000 individuals with boxes of food, non-perishable food, that last year in 2019. And it's, you know, it's really sad when you get to work at 8:30 and you see people on Thursday mornings that have been there since 6 o'clock in the morning lined up to make sure that they're one of those first 100. Yes. And
it really recenters yourself. Mm-hmm. And I was just telling Kennedy, our beautiful intern, that whenever you have a bad day, because we're talking, I always ask her how her day is going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we laugh because we know we're so blessed and we're so thankful. But no matter how bad your day is going, there is someone right now going through it 10 times worse.
That's right.
And it doesn't eliminate your pain, but just understand it's about the perspective, mm-hmm. and what it means to be able to help the next person, let alone your neighbor,
right.
literally and figuratively.
Right, right. And the Joseph Project, they do so much not only for the community, but again, as a community partner, we're helping each other out. They provide food boxes for our seniors, which I'm sure we'll talk about next, mm-hmm. in our senior cell program. And then also for our families, again, at our transitional housing program. And, you know, we have people that walk up to the door that aren't able to make it on Thursday mornings, or they've already filled their first 100 slots. And so we, you know, have the Joseph Project Food Pantry has helped us out with, you know, some bags of emergency food for those people who weren't able to be assisted on Thursday as well.
Yeah, I mean, but by the grace of God, I mean, that could be you. That could be your mom, your mm-hmm. sister, your uncle. And so I believe in the goodness of humanity, and I believe that more people want to do if they can.
Definitely.
And that's where something like Do Miss Wesley comes into play, so that you can be that nucleus, that liaison mm-hmm. between the organizations and the people.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the housing that you've mentioned a mm-hmm. couple of times. What does that mean? Because I've seen so many beautiful people holding up signs saying that they're now moving.
Yeah.
How did they get to that point?
So our transitional housing program, which is Sybil Smith Family Village, it is more than emergency housing. This is a 2-year program, Kelly, where the families that are accepted into this program are able to work on a lot of those insinuating circumstances that led them into homelessness. You know, homelessness can affect anyone. It, you know, and we see families that come to us that are dealing with domestic violence. We get referrals from Penelope House. And a lot of our families that we get have been living in their car for weeks or months at a time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. With children. Our case manager and our director has gone up to McDonald's and several city parks to go and do an intake for that family because they don't have the gas to get to Sybil Smith.
And so once they meet that family, let's say in a parking lot, mm-hmm. what's the next step?
So the next step is to be referred through Housing First. Housing First is kind of like the hub for programs like Sybil Smith Family Village. What we'll do is we'll give them the information for Housing First, and Housing First will set up an intake appointment with that family. And once they see if that family would qualify for Sybil Smith or for another program that might be suitable for them, depending upon eligibility requirements, then we would receive that referral from Housing First, because we have to receive all of our referrals from Housing First because we receive money from HUD. So our minimum qualifications for our program is you have to be at least 24 years of age. You have to have children. It could be a father with a child, it could be a mother with child, or it could be a complete family with a mother and father and children. And then you also have to be able to work full time. Most of our, I think over half of our families that come into the village are actually working. They just have gotten into a hard time and can't afford housing anymore or have lost their housing. So once they meet those eligibility requirements and they're sent to us, then they go through a rigorous interview process with the director and with the case manager, because we also want to make sure there's such a need, Kelly, for those who are seeking emergency housing, that we have to make sure that it's a good fit for us too. And not only is it a good fit for them, because we have a curfew, there's a lot of rules and regulations. Because with 17 families that we can support at one time, we have to have some sort of plan for each of the families.
And I like understanding the process, because there are people right now who are listening who need that help, mm-hmm. who don't know where to go. And the fact that you've laid that out, and so you have room for up to 17 families.
Up to 17 families.
And how long are they able to stay in the program?
2 years.
2 years. Mm-hmm.
Not every family needs the 2 years, mm-hmm. but they can stay up to 2 years. Mm-hmm. Some families just, need help rebuilding their credit, or we have several families, again, like I mentioned, that are coming and working with employment, but maybe their car broke down and so they weren't able to take their child to daycare, and then they had to choose, well, do I choose to fix my car, or do I choose to pay the rent over my head? And then everything just kind of just trickles down into this effect where it's just like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now?
Right.
And so that's where Housing First and programs like Sybil Smith step in.
So you're giving them a place to live, a safe and clean and an environment where they're respected. They're not, yes, looked down upon. And mm-hmm. that matters.
Right. Where they keep their dignity.
That's right.
And their hope.
Who hasn't gone through some tough times, and to know that you can be in a situation where people say, hey, I get it. I get it. We're here to support you as you get more on your feet. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful thing.
It is.
I'm sure you get so much feedback from people who, after 2 years or 1 year, once they're back to their normal selves, mm-hmm. as they see it, what are some of the things that they share with you?
Wow. We have former residents that come back and give back to the program, whether it be during the holidays, they're providing meals for all the families, or just during the year, they might be a manager at the dollar store or some retail, and they're partnered with their employer in order to give back and give some items to the families there. And it's also not about just giving, material things. We have family, adults that come back and talk to the residents and let them know, I was in your shoes about a year ago or 6 months ago. If I can do it, and this is where I came from, mm-hmm. you can do it too. And it just gives our families there just a sense of, wow, like, she was just like me,
It resonates a little differently when you know somebody has walked your walk, mm-hmm. and it allows you to connect with them on a whole different level. And it's something you can't read about.
Right.
It's that experience and that exchange of positive energy makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So what about your seniors? What do you do for your seniors? What do you have for them?
So our seniors we love our seniors. Oh my goodness.
They're so cute.
But we call them seniors, but they're kids at heart, I tell you.
Exactly.
Yes. So our senior activities for Independent Living Program is a state-run program, and so we're one of several sites in Mobile that offers a place for seniors to come up out of their home, socialize with one another, play games. We have people come in and talk about health and nutrition, making sure that they're living a healthy lifestyle, talking about medicine. And you know, we want the seniors who would ultimately just be at home sitting in front of their TV, you know, not really doing anything, to come and have fun at Dumas Wesley.
Joni, tell me this. I mean, just between us, what are some of their favorite games they'd like to play as seniors?
Well, this is a new one. And Kelly, you came and interviewed our seniors and hung out for a while. And they still remember you.
They
still tell me, please invite her back.
Oh, please. Yes. Please. Once we can legally do that. Based on this whole pandemic situation, because we want to keep everybody safe, mm-hmm. I am there.
Okay, good.
I'm so there.
Well, okay, so bingo. Bingo is life for the seniors.
Yes, like it gets serious.
It gets very serious. If you don't call out the numbers correctly or loud enough, they will let you know. If someone doesn't have bingo and they're claiming they have bingo, oh, you got to check that card and check those numbers.
Because you think about it, they're at a point in their life where they don't care what you think of them.
Right.
They've earned the right to speak up.
They have. And what's great about bingo, Kelly, is that the prizes that we give away mm-hmm. aren't just prizes to the seniors. They're things that they don't have to go and shop for, because we make sure that on the prize table there's things like toiletries, washing powder, toilet paper. Paper towels are the main things that go first and are chosen first. Things that we know that the seniors have to buy, but on a tight budget, on a restricted budget, it's really hard to get everything, mm-hmm. along with food and everything else. So that's just one way for us to kind of let the seniors have fun while also earning something that we know that could be used at home.
Do not mess with them, though. They're not playing with you. Bingo is serious.
Yes, I'm going to recruit you, Kelly, to call out bingo when this pandemic ends.
Okay, I'm in. I would love to. Those are my favorite group of people. I mean, yeah. Really, because they have so much knowledge. They have so much experience. But a lot of times they don't have anyone to share it with. Mm-hmm. And it's not that because their family doesn't want to be with them, but
their families are working.
Right.
Yeah.
And the hustle and bustle is just so hard. So I would be honored to claim more grandmas and granddaddies.
Yeah. One thing that was really cool too this past year, Kelly, is we partnered with Forest Hill Elementary mm-hmm. with a grandparent program. So we had 10 seniors that would go up once a month and, you know, just be with the kids. They would play games. They'd help them, you know, just with puzzles or maybe with homework. They eat lunch. But it was a time for not only the kids to spend time with an older adult, you know, maybe if they didn't have grandparents or their grandparents had passed away, mm-hmm. but also it gave our seniors something to live for. And, you know, for those that didn't have grandchildren, mm-hmm. It just made a world of difference in their lives.
You know, if you think about it, although they're on the opposite ends of the spectrum, mm-hmm. Joni, they're so much alike, because seniors and kids will tell it like it is.
Yeah.
They'll say what's on their mind.
Right.
They're unfiltered.
Yes.
And so they're so much more alike than they are not.
They are.
I could see how both sides could really look forward to seeing mm-hmm. each other. I know my kids, they always laugh. They say my mom. They say, Grammy is so much, like, you look like Grammy so much, but it's different because she doesn't tell us no. I mean, that's the beauty of a grandparent right there.
Right.
You know, they're true blessings. And whether they're yours by blood mm-hmm. or just, you know, by knowing them, mm-hmm. it's a mutual gift for everyone involved.
It is. And Miss Connie is one of our seniors who is one of those grandparents. And her grandchildren, you know, I think she has several, but they don't live locally. And, she, you know, I asked her what this program meant to her mm-hmm. and spending time with these kids, and she just said it was, you know, although they're not blood related, that's her grandchild.
That's right.
He's her grandchild, and she will look out for him. And then the pandemic hit and we had to stop, and so hopefully, you know, after things settle down, we'll be able to get this program back up and running.
And I'm glad you led to that, because now, so we talked pre-pandemic, let's talk post-pandemic mm-hmm. as to how can we continue to support what it is you're doing, whether it's from a social media standpoint or from a donation standpoint. What can we do?
Well, we have been working really hard in order to keep our essential programs up and running along with this pandemic. And, you know, for the seniors, of course, they're the most at risk, and they're social distancing at home. Our program is not open for the seniors at the moment, but that doesn't mean we're not doing things for our seniors. Every Tuesday, we are out delivering weekly meals to our seniors. Close to 6,000 meals have been delivered to 74 seniors since mid-March.
Wow.
Yeah, because...
Are these lunches, Joni? Are they dinner?
They're frozen meals provided by SARPC, and it's one meal, you know, a day. Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, that's just one meal. You eat three times a day, right?
That's right.
So then again, you know, the Joseph Project has stepped up as well to provide some supplemental food each week for those seniors. Okay. And then, you know, with the seniors specifically, we've had people in the community to help support those seniors as well. Goodwin Meals and Kaywood have put together, 50-some goodie bags for the seniors, because while they're seniors at home, you know, they're at home, you know, pretty much by themselves. Mm-hmm. And so the seniors had requested crossword puzzles, just little snacks, something to do, you know, to keep their mind active and keep them busy. And so our good friends at Goodwin Meals and Kaywood did such a wonderful job putting those bags together. And then along with our weekly deliveries, our staff does a really good job of putting little inserts in, whether it's about, you know, scams that are going along around, or just last week we put in some information about chair yoga exercises, because we want to make sure that our seniors are staying healthy while they're at home.
Wait a minute. Now, I may not be a senior, but I'm going to need to know about that.
I'll get you that information. But, you know, and so it's just, you know, we're still working and we're still providing services for those seniors. School starting soon, so we're trying to figure out about our after school program. But before or while the pandemic was going on and the kids were at home, we had several calls from parents saying, please help me. What do I do? The kids, obviously, they have homework and I don't know what to do. I can't do this. Mm-hmm. My child is going to fail. So we provided over 200 hours of virtual tutoring for over 40 kids that were had requested tutoring. And with, you know, several staff members, they got on their phone, they used Zoom and you know, just to FaceTime with the kids and make sure that their homework got done. And we had several responses afterwards with parents saying, my child passed. And by the grace of God, thank God for Dumas Wesley, because if it weren't for you, you know, he wouldn't have passed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so although the center isn't able to have, you know, programs on site at the moment, we're still doing our services for our program participants. And one way the community can get involved, I know it's hard for everyone, and things are really hard to find, especially, you know, sanitizing items and such. But those are some things that we are asking for, just because we send those items out to our seniors or for anybody that requests them, especially masks. We're still in need of masks, especially with this new mandate where through the state of Alabama, where everyone has to wear a mask. We want to make sure that our participants have masks as well. And, you know, we were been provided masks by a lot of generous community members. And, you know, so DumasWesley.org is our website, and you can go on there and find, you know, ways that you can assist Dumas Wesley during COVID times. And any help is appreciative. But, you know, if you're not able to donate anything, when we're able to take back volunteers, donate your time. We love our volunteers. In 2019, we had close to 25 hours, logged in hours of volunteer time through community members. And that's whether coming in and calling out bingo for the seniors or...
And how many hours was that?
Close to 2,500.
2,500 volunteer hours.
Yep.
So the need is there. Joni, I'm so happy you joined us this morning. She gave you the website, DumasWesley.org. Hop online, see how you can give back. I like the mask idea. I got some ideas for you, for sure.
Okay.
But thank you again for all that you do in the community.
Thank you so much for having me on, Kelly.
Anytime. The welcome mat is always there.
Oh, thank you.
And we're going to play bingo next time. All right. Thank you so much for listening and joining us today on this edition of the Community Roundtable. Have a great Sunday. We'll see you back here same time, same place.
You've been listening to Community Roundtable, a production of .com Plus, 105.5 FM WNSP, 92.1 WZEW, 96.5 The Crab, and 92.5 The Soul. Tune in next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Community Roundtable on the Sound of Mobile.